This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's clear the world supports the U.S.-backed proposal to end the fighting in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Everyone has said yes, except for Hamas.
Blinken spoke to reporters in Tel Aviv after meeting with Israeli officials and families of American hostages.
We are determined to bring them home.
The proposal announced by Joe Biden last month calls for a three-phase plan in which Hamas would release the rest of the hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire and the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza.
You're not going to get to phase two, an enduring ceasefire, unless you start with phase one. So that's where it begins.
He said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had reaffirmed his commitment to the proposal, but the Israeli leader has publicly disputed key aspects of it. Hamas has demanded assurances and accused Israel of stalling in order to continue the aggression.
We await the answer from Hamas, and that will speak volumes about what they want, what they're looking for, who they're looking after.
I'm Jennifer King.
The wreckage of the military plane carrying Malawian Vice President Saulos Chilima was located in a mountainous area in the north of the country after a search that lasted more than a day. The country's president, Lazarus Chakwera, said Tuesday Chilima and nine others were killed in the plane crash.
The search and rescue team has found the aircraft near a hill in the Chikangawa Forest, and they have found it completely destroyed with no survivors, as all passengers on board were killed on impact.
The plane went missing Monday morning while making the 45-minute flight from the southern African nation's capital, Lilongwe, to the city of Mzuzu to the north. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is lifting a weapons ban on a controversial Ukrainian military unit. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The State Department has removed restrictions on the transfer of American weapons and training to a high-profile Ukrainian military unit with a checkered past. Officials say the Azov Brigade passed a vetting process that found it had not committed any gross human rights violations. The move will help the brigade, among Ukraine's most effective and popular, move beyond its reputation as a far-right movement, a perception its commanders have been trying to dispel as Russian propaganda. Moscow has repeatedly portrayed the Azov as a Nazi group and accused it of atrocities, but given no evidence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor is appealing for information and evidence of atrocities in Sudan's Western Darfur region. He says his ongoing investigation, quote, seems to disclose an organized, systematic and a profound attack on human dignity. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan released a video statement Tuesday in the aftermath of an attack Sunday by the notorious Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group that forced the closure of a main hospital in Darfur. The group fired shots and looted the hospital in Al-Fashir, an aid group Doctors Without Borders reported. Sudan's conflict began in April last year when soaring tensions between the leaders of the military and the RSF erupted into fighting in the capital, Khartoum, and elsewhere in the country. Jurors resumed deliberations today in the federal gun case against President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Jurors entered day two of deliberations in the criminal case against President Biden's son over a 2018 gun purchase when prosecutors say Hunter Biden was in the throes of a crack cocaine addiction. Jurors deliberated for less than an hour Monday before leaving the federal courthouse in Delaware. They're weighing whether Hunter Biden is guilty of three felonies for allegedly lying when he checked no on the form at the gun shop asking whether he was an unlawful user or addicted to drugs. His lawyers argued he didn't consider himself an addict. Prosecutors showed jurors text messages sent in the days after the gun purchase in which Hunter Biden said he was waiting for a dealer and smoking crack. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN International Organization for Migration says a boat carrying migrants sank off the coast of Yemen, leaving at least 49 dead and 140 missing. The IOM said the boat was carrying some 260 Somalis and Ethiopians from the northern coast of Somalia across the Gulf of Aden when it sank Monday off Yemen's southern coast. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.